And today we're going to look at how Padre Pio knew Cardinal Menzenti. It's an incredible story and concerns a huge scandal that took place at that time. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. I present our channel in which we investigate the absolutely incredible life of the Capuchin monk, Padre Pio, the mystic and miracle worker whose intercession is still so powerful today. So if you or a loved one is in need of Padre Pio's help or intercession, then do stay tuned to this channel in order to find out what Padre Pio can do for you. Just 1 minute. From Padre Pio's monastery of San Giovanni Rotondo, we find ourselves in the church of Saint Pio. And on the ramp that leads up to the crypt of Saint Pio of Pietrosina, we pause at one of the 36 niches on that ramp. And on this particular mosaic, we see the story of the captivity of a man, Cardinal Menzenti, and of Padre Pio of Pietrosina. They're both in this picture. We see Padre Pio bringing him little flasks of water and wine. We see the chalice in his hands for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. So what really happened here? What is the story about? Cardinal Menzenti had already been imprisoned by the communist government in 1948. That is in Hungary. And he had been sentenced to life imprisonment. A staged or a mock trial took place, accusing him of conspiracy against the government. He was imprisoned thereafter for 8 years, being moved continuously from prison to prison, and then he was finally freed in 1956. And later, after that, he fled to the US Embassy in Budapest, and he remained there from 1956 all the way till 1971. And then in 1973, Pope Paul VI removed Cardinal Menzenti from his office as Archbishop of Esztergom. So what an heroic example we saw from Cardinal Menzenti, but politically it was inconvenient. So what were the details of all of this? What had actually happened? Well, this whole story had in fact been considered during the canonization process of Padre Pio. And it was told by Angelo Battisti, who was the director of Padre Pio's hospital, the Casa di Sollievi della Sofferenza, and having also been told by a clerk of the Vatican Secretariat of State. And it was told to him by a priest of Budapest who had asked for confirmation of the event of Padre Pio while in St. Giovanni Rotondo. So we must just see the story that below that confirms this. Now this priest recounted this scene of the visit of Padre Pio to Cardinal Menzenti, in which while the stigmatist Capuchin was still in St. Giovanni Rotondo, he somehow brought bread and wine into the prison cell of Cardinal Menzenti to celebrate Holy Mass. So how did he do that? Over time, Cardinal Menzenti's longing to celebrate Holy Mass had just been growing stronger and stronger. Obviously, he's in prison and he was deprived of the means to say Mass. And then one morning, Padre Pio arrives with everything needed to celebrate Mass. The Cardinal celebrated Holy Mass with Padre Pio assisting. They talked for a long time afterwards, and then Padre Pio simply disappeared with everything he had brought. That is the story. One evening on March 1965, Angelo Battisti took the courage to now go and request something very special of Padre Pio. But first, he took the precaution of asking another priest, "If I ask Padre Pio something like this, will he not be angry with me?" He took courage then. That evening, he went to Padre Pio and asked him, "Well, did Cardinal Menzenti recognize you?" After an initial annoyed reaction from Padre Pio, he received this detailed answer. "What is this? We saw each other and talked to each other. Do you think he did not recognize me?" And that was the confirmation of Padre Pio's bilocation to Cardinal Menzenti. He had never left the monastery. Later, Padre Pio added, "This is how bad it was. The devil is ugly, but they had reduced him, Cardinal Manzenti, to something even uglier than the devil. It shows the hatred that system had for him, had for the church. So does that not show us that Padre Pio may have come to his aid already from the beginning of the captivity, because he saw how he was being reduced? It seems somehow humanly impossible to comprehend how Cardinal Manzenti could have endured all these sufferings he was subjected to, as he himself describes in his memoirs. And as he was saying goodbye to Battisti, Padre Pio added, "Do not forget to pray, dear Angelo, for this great example of faith who suffered so much for the church." Please do continue watching our most popular videos, some selected specially for you, and also how to enroll your Mass print engines.